From KLW in San Francisco, this is Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs. Here we go.
Damn, guess I'm back to slinging once again in the streets, waist deep, tunnel vision once I'm in. Did you scale?
That's San Francisco rapper Da Vinci you're hearing in the background. He's my guest today on Liner Notes. Every week we invite a musician onto the show and we ask them to play some of their favorite and their most inspiring music. We listen to those songs alongside their music, trying to tell a part of their story with the songs that influence them. If you're not super familiar with hip-hop, Da Vinci's music is, well, it's gangster rap. He's telling stories of growing up around crime, drugs, and poverty, and the toll that that can take, as well as the lengths one will go to escape that situation. He's released 3 albums as part of a trilogy, dating back to 2010. It's raw and it can be controversial, but in telling these stories, he rallies behind his city and his neighborhood to shed light on some of the more complicated social issues of his generation, like the negative effects of urban renewal on the black community in San Francisco.
You know what I'm saying? For the last few years, we was witnessing, you know, the culture in San Francisco almost being exterminated. Notice I say almost, because we still here, you feel me?
He certainly doesn't mince words. But despite the hard edge to some of his music, 70s soul and R&B really had as much influence on him as any of the gangster rap that he heard growing up. Like the Donny Hathaway song, Someday We'll All Be Free.
The beginning of the song is, hang on to the world as it spins around. Don't ever let people get you down. It was real uplifting, real positive. Things are moving fast, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like, okay, if he's talking about things moving fast and hang on to the world as it spins around in 1960, and it's 2014 now, and that's still relevant. That's an incredible song, you know?
We're going to hear all that coming up. But let's tune back into his song, Let Me Down Easy, from his 2012 album, The Mona Lisa.
If you decide you should cut my wings, please. Let me down easy. Let me down easy. Just let me down easy. I sent the message up to heaven, hope the Lord receives. If you decide you should cut my wings, please. Just let me down easy. Let me down easy.
Welcome back to the Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs. My guest today is San Francisco and Fillmore rapper Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, what's happening, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. Good to be here. Definitely.
So, how long you been rapping? How long have you been making music?
Man, I've been kind of making music my whole life, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I've been doing it seriously since, like, 2008.
All right.
2007.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I've been kind of involved in music ever since I was a little kid, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Can you point to a specific time when, you know, you thought of that more seriously, or?
Yeah, definitely. I was on tour with San Quentin. He wanted, like, local heroes, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of the neighborhood, Fillmore. He took me on a rock tour with him back in 06, 07. And I just, like, I always was a big rap fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to have something to do with rap, whether it was rapping, you know what I'm saying, critiquing rap music or whatever, you feel me? But it wasn't until I went on tour with him that I realized the connection that the music had with our culture, our people, you know what I'm saying? So from that point, I was like, I definitely want to do this, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's just jump into it. You know, I asked you to play or to pick a song that was something from early on that really struck you. What song did you pick and what was it about it that stood out to you?
I think it came out to be, this was the first song that I remember hearing as a child. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to be no older than 2-3 years old. And I remember me trying to sing along with the lyrics because my mom, every time I said a part of the lyrics, my mom would get excited, like, oh, you heard him, he was singing that song.
And this is Me and Mrs. Jones.
By Billy Paul. It was so many different versions of this song, though, but I remember the first one I heard was the original, the Billy Paul version.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And to me, that's the dopest one because it's the most original. You could tell he really meant it, you know what I'm saying? It's about him having an affair with a married lady. Obviously her name is Mrs. Jones, you feel me? And it's not his wife, you feel me? So, you know, I didn't know that as a kid, obviously, you feel me? But I just remember hearing just the conviction in his voice. You feel me? The passion, how he really meant what he was saying, and the instruments in the background. You know what I'm saying? The xylophones and the whatever. You know what I'm saying? All the horns or whatever, the strings, all that. I remember hearing all that, and it just had a lasting effect. You know what I'm saying?
And this is one of the first things you associate with being part of the music, just singing along in the car?
Yeah, not even in the car. We was in the living room, and my mama used to have one of them record players with the big-ass speakers, like, you know what I'm saying, like 3-foot-tall speakers. And I remember sitting right in front of the speaker, you know, and listening to the music and singing it. Like, whenever she played music, that's what I would do. I'd go sit right by that big-ass speaker and just sit there and listen, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones.
It's Liner Notes, I'm Max Jacobs. This Billy Paul song is one of the first songs my guest, rapper Da Vinci, remembers hearing as a kid. And while we were playing it, he remembered that he actually sampled it on his first album. We'll hear that track in just a second.
Me and Mrs. Jones. See, I like his voice. I always was, you know, like, thought his voice sounded funny. It sounded real vintage, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna hear nobody in the 80s, 90s, 2000s with voices like that. So that's why I give it up to the original, you know, soul singers, you know, because that's the essence. It come from gospel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From that real feeling. And that song right there, we used that on the first album, the last song on the album called See Another Day is the name of the song, the last song, and they used the intro a little bit, chopped it up. Shout out Alejandro, he made the beat, you feel me? But
yeah, well, let's listen to that song too. Okay. Maybe we'll see if we can hear it in there.
All right, for sure.
Da Vinci, yo. Listen. I'm from the land of head busting and wholesaling, ducking the post belling, dope selling 12-year-old felons who seen it all, so it's sort of like our soul swelling. It's no telling if I die, will I go to heaven? Cause when I'm judged, I hope I'm graded on the curve, considering my predicament. Slanging on the curb, the wilding out in violence. Ain't nobody perfect for what it's worth. I'm honest with A verse, I'm polished. It's A-day grind, it's no joke, it'll get to you. I'm early 20s, but I'm feeling like I'm 50. I spit the truth and you should take it as a gift for you. Instead of hating, that's just showing all the image in you. You know I love it, my niggas show out in public, stunting, gold fronts and they loving. That's how he does it. It's a long, hard hustle, it's far, but it's worth it. So any blessings coming my way,
now
I deserve
it. Kick back, get away.
Put your bottles in the air, you try to knock it. I cock it, put the rattle to a square. We don't allow that in here. Come here, pull up a chair and I can show you how to pull a dollar out the air. Yeah, I'm trying to share what I go through. Struggle that's living up in my soul, so I give it to you vocal. I still remember sleeping on the floor and on the couch, shaving nicks down, trying to see a million from an ounce. And that's what I call a hustler's complex. Trying to hold down my whole apartment complex with just a couple dollars and the D's is looking. And I'm dreaming about about having more keys than Bookman. Trying to keep my head above the water through the good times, good grind. Even if I couldn't or I could rhyme, I understood mine. I knew I could grind. Point me to the ladder to success,
now
and
I'm
I would climb.
Kick back, get away. Cause I'm glad I gotta see another day. Though I may not totally change my way, actions speak louder than what you say. Much louder.
This is Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs. After Billy Paul, it seemed natural that we get into some early hip-hop influences. Da Vinci chose some Tupac from 1995. It Ain't Easy is the name of the song that he wanted to play for us.
So yeah, It Ain't Easy. That's probably the first Pac song I could remember hearing. And the lyrics, the beat, the way he was riding the beat, you know, everything. It just personified what young black men in the Bay Area, because Pac was in the Bay Area when he made that, majority of his music. What young black men in the Bay Area was going through at the time. It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? You know what I'm saying? So I just remember that, you know, that stuck out. I remember I was just a baby when it came out, but I remember how much my cousins was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they play it out. So I'm like, okay, you know, and then eventually I grew up to an age to where I could really identify with the lyrics. And I'm like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, It Ain't Easy by Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Very, very strong influence on why I decided to be a rapper, you know, just because the lyrics, I seen how it touched the people, immediate people around me, and I felt like I could do that on some level, you feel me?
Yeah, you know, it seems like Tupac's a pretty common influence for a lot of rappers who were coming of age in the 90s, 80s.
Right.
And one of the things I always thought was interesting is, you know, he talks about thug life, which seems misrepresented maybe a lot of time as...
Oh, my God. It's completely misrepresented. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't realize the importance of what Tupac did. Like, with thug life, he basically used himself as an example to show what that bring, you know what I'm saying? And the whole world got to watch it unfold, you know what I'm saying? So it's deeper than rap when it comes to a movement and an icon like that, you feel me? But you're right, a lot of people only seen thug life for the spitting in cameras and being on the news and hitting up the whole East Coast, and it wasn't even about that, you feel me? People forget all about the It Ain't Easy songs, the Dear Mamas, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Majority of Pac's music sounded like that, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't until he got angry and made some angry songs, and then now he's an angry rapper, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
But shout out to Pac and the whole legacy, the Shakurs, you know what I'm saying? They soiled out here in the Bay. And we could jump into It Ain't Easy though, man. One of the greatest.
Yeah, let's do it.
I take a shot of Hennessy, now I'm strong enough to face the madness. Nickel bag full of cess weed laced with hash. Phone calls from my niggas on the other side. Two childhood friends just died. I couldn't cry, a damn shame. When will we ever change? And what remains from a 12 gauge to the brain? Arguments with my boo is true. I spend more time with my niggas than I do with you. But everywhere it's the same thing. That's the game, I'll be damned if a thing changed. Up fame, I'll be hustling to make a million. Lord knows, ain't no love for us ghetto children. So we cold rag top, slowing down. Time to stop for gas. Beat my horn for a hoochie with a proper ass. It ain't easy. That's my motto, drinking Tangeray straight out the bottle. Everybody wanna know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a mind full of silly games. And all the drama got me stressing like I'm hopeless. I can't cope, me and the homies smoking roaches. Cause we broke late night, hanging out to the sunrise, getting high, watching the cops roll by. It ain't easy. That's right. It ain't easy. Being me, will I see the penitentiary or will it stay free? It ain't easy. Being me, will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy. Being me, will I see the penitentiary
Oh, well, let's stay.
I can't sleep, niggas plotting on me. Kill me while I'm dreaming. Wake up sweaty and screaming, cause I can hear them suckers screaming. Probably paranoid. Problem is the punks be fantasizing. A brother bite the bullet, open fire, and I die. I don't wonder why. It's the way it is. Even now, looking out for these killer kids. Disney Brown, Bill Clinton. Can you recognize a nigga representing? Doing 20 to life in San Quentin. Getting calls from my nigga Mike Tyson. Ain't nothing nice. Yo, pop, do something righteous with your life. And even though you innocent, you still a nigga. So they figure rather have you behind bars than triggers. But I'ma hold you down, holla thug life. Licking shots till I see my niggas free on the block. I know it ain't easy. Till I see my niggas free on the block. It ain't easy.
We're back on Liner Notes. My name is Max Jacobs. I'm sitting here with Da Vinci, rapper from San Francisco, rapper from Fillmore.
Yeah, yeah.
We just listened to Tupac, It Ain't Easy. And, you know, I asked you to pick a song of yours to play with this, and you wanted to play What You Finna Do. So how do you see that? You know, do you see that as kind of a continuation of what Tupac was saying?
Not even a continuation, you know what I'm saying? Tupac's legacy, Thug Life, you know, that can't be touched, you know what I'm saying? That's a hip-hop shrine, you know what I'm saying? I just picked that song because Tupac always had some social awareness in his lyrics, you know? Not 100% like social awareness all the time, you feel me? But enough, majority of the time, you feel me? So do I, and so do a lot of the greats out there who rap, you feel me? So What You Finna Do is one of those songs where I show some social awareness that applied to the times that I'm in, you know what I'm saying, at the time.
And that was 2010.
You know what I'm saying? For the last few years, we was witnessing, you know, the culture in San Francisco almost being exterminated. Notice I said almost, because we still here, you feel me? But, so, you know, I wanted to shed some light on that, you feel me? And I've noticed that rappers, it don't just happen in San Francisco, it's happening everywhere, you feel me? So I talked about it a couple of times in the song when it were like out of frustration because I didn't really understand what was going on at the time, you feel me? Or I was trying to make sense of it, you know. I understand now, but I was making sense of it, so it came out of my music, feel me?
And how were you able to make sense of it?
I mean, it's just, I did my history, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how I be. Like nobody stay in one spot forever, you feel me? Like, something you can hold on to what you can hold on to if you love it that much. That's why I love my city, I love my neighborhood so much that I'm claiming a piece of it, you feel me? I'm sticking my flag in it. I'm not going nowhere. I'm also gonna move and come back, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not staying here forever. I'm gonna leave and I'm always come back, you know? But so that's how I made sense of it, you feel me? Like, sometimes it's about out with the old and with the new. It come with good and bad though, you know what I'm saying? The bad is obviously that, you know, we had to lose a lot during this. We had police indictments, you know. We still here though, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we don't plan on going nowhere, you feel me? We could mesh some of our culture with some of the new culture and see what we come up with, you feel me? So it's good. It got its pros and cons.
Okay, so let's hear What You Finna Do.
Basically, after the urban renewal, it was basically Negro removal.
Woke up in the morning to an empty crib. Got dressed and went outside like this is weird. Why the fiends ain't freaking? The boys ain't pushing off. Ain't nobody eating still. I gotta stay poised. Then I dip into my stash, get a couple thousand cash out. And the 40 case a nigga wanna spaz out. Remind me something off the sci-fi channel. So I load up with South Central drive-by ammo. And let me catch a nigga, say I owe him. I bet I got a 7.62 for him. I show him that I'm crafty with the tools like MacGyver. Bullets up inside you, turn your flesh to a cadaver. Bet that I'ma ride till I'm a vet or I'm retired. Still got my niggas, I'm home digging for gold, cause I'm a nine. They take me out the hood, but they couldn't take it from me. You know why? Cause nothing ever moves but the money. What you finna do when the turf get dry and your homies locked down and your loved ones dying and the beef still cooking and the police looking? So you gotta stop kicking, cause somebody holds something from me. Corner up the street used to be the spot.
So they replaced all the liquor stores with coffee shops. I ain't saying it's a bad thing, but where I'm finna hustle at? Internet instead of phones, where I'ma hide my blunderware? Republicans dream, a street nigga's nightmare. They wanna see us fall, nah, we gon' fight still. Used to sell ice, weed, coke all night there. Now they got cameras in the popo right there. We don't go right there. Condos and cribs on the outskirts of town. Still here holding it down like a fetch on the mattress. Only thing missing is the tumbleweed and the cactus. The turf been dried up, deserted. Belly of the beast of the streets just regurgitated. Waiting for us to be iron gated. Thought I was over. She done, nigga. Nothing ever moved but the money. Yeah. What you finna do when the turf get dry and your homies locked down and the loved ones dying and the beef still cooking and the police looking? So you gotta stop looking cause somebody holds something from you.
There was basically Negro removal. We removed all the Negroes. All the black folks left with Urban Renewal. They sold their houses, they sold their businesses. And as you see, the gentrification is continuing. San Francisco is a town where you have to have money to be here. We don't care what color you are. If you don't have any money, you got to go. And it's just magnified here in the Western Addition. If you don't have the money to live here in the Western Addition, you got to go.
They say that I'm the only hope to bring the culture back. From the blocks in the city to the cul-de-sacs, I hope you notice that. The man upstairs really blessed me. Even though the law tried to cardiac arrest me, they couldn't keep my heart in prison. Fresh out, I'm finna carry on with God and vision. And that's for thoroughbred to make a mark with open heart precision. And hit the streets hard like a head-on collision. And give them whiplash, make music and kick cash. Still riding with the eagle like Donovan McNabb. You got the choice, get money or get mad. Or try to take it from me, your tummy, it's shaggy. I never thought I'd see the streets of the stand still, got me ready to carry the weight of an anvil. Before I sell out, I'll be broke and bummy. You know why? I never move with the money. What you finna do when the turf get dry and your homies locked down and your loved ones dying and the beef still cooking and the police looking? So you gotta stop joking cause somebody holds something from me.
It's called gentrification. They bring the property value down. They can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit. You listening?
Yeah.
It's just a whole different city.
That was What You Finna Do by San Francisco rapper Da Vinci, who is my guest today on Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs, and we're listening to some of his music, and he's brought in some of the music that has inspired him.
Seems like a good time to talk about, you know, social consciousness. We just heard some of that in your last song, and we heard it in the Tupac as well. Mm-hmm. And I asked you, you know, a song that where that maybe came to mind for you first, and it wasn't a rap song that you picked. Picked Donny Hathaway.
Wasn't really to be honest, like rap didn't influence me that much until I started rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like I liked rap music my whole time as a young kid. But I liked other music more. Like I like soul music more. I like a lot of pop songs more than I like rap songs back then, you know. But it wasn't until like I'm 16 and I'm thinking about rap, writing my own raps, then I started digging, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out to the whole soul Motown movement, all of that, you know what I'm saying? That's really what inspired me, because it was music first before rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people don't know that, like I played instruments. You know, I was in the church choir and like that. You feel me? Like, by force. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What did you play?
I played the drums. I played the tuba. I played the trumpet. I played the keys. Not great. You know what I'm saying? at either one of them. You know what I'm saying?
How about singing?
Definitely not great at singing. So once it came to rapping, it was like, oh, I could do this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to really sing. I ain't got to play. I ain't got to wear my lips out blowing on a damn horn all day. You feel me? So I'm like, let's do it. You feel me? But not yet. So, you know, I was involved in music before rap. You know what I'm saying? And then when rap came on, it was like, oh, put the music with the raps and the poetry that I was already into together. And then next thing you know, I was rapping. You know what I'm saying?
So this song, Someday We'll All Be Free by Donny Hathaway, which, you know, it wasn't a song I was super familiar with at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting. It doesn't seem like there's a specific, you know, cause or a specific, you know,
right,
cry to it. But like, what did you hear before we listened to it? Like, what was it that struck you about it?
I heard a young black man, you know what I'm saying, in the 50s, 60s, whenever the hell that shit was, right?
It was 1973, actually.
I just heard and felt what he was going through. You know, the beginning of the song is, hang on to the world as it spins around. Don't ever let people get you down. It was real uplifting, real positive. Things are moving fast, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like, okay, if he's talking about things moving fast and hang on to the world as it's been around in 1960, and it's 2014 now, and that's still relevant, that's an incredible song, you know? Imagine how fast he would think it's moving now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't even be able to hang. You know, the world's spinning this fast, you feel me? So I just seen the relevance in that type of a song today, and it standed the test of time. The melody is great. He have an incredible voice. He got one of the best voice, soul voices you ever going to hear. You know what I'm saying? Donny Hathaway. If you listen to any of your favorite R&B or soul singers or whoever, any singer, they're going to be giving it up to Donny Hathaway. You know what I'm saying? So I felt it would have been wrong if I didn't do it. So shout out to Donny Hathaway, man. This is one of the most positive songs of all time. You can listen to this song and it'll get you out of any kind of negative rut that you might be in. You feel me? So, Someday We'll All Be Free by Donny Hathaway.
Liner Notes on KALW. I'm Max Jacobs, and my guest is rapper Da Vinci. He chose this Donny Hathaway song for us, and when we started playing it, it brought to mind one of his songs, the track Paying for My Past off his album Feast or Famine.
Yeah, I can see how you would tie them two together, just because, I mean, you know, like I said, I don't really want to, I got a lot of influences, man. Like, it was so hard, once again, it was so hard to make this list just because, you know, it's too many songs that I'm influenced by, like, not even just with soul, and like, I listen to all kinds of music, you know what I mean? Like, my goal is to find music from every genre that I could get down with, you feel me? So this was one of them. You know, Paying for My Past is, like, obviously it's kind of self-explanatory. I'm talking about things that I did in the past that I may or may not have to still pay for in the present, you know what I'm saying? And it's not Donny Hathaway, it's not the exact same concept, but it's still kind of uplifting and reflective, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
All right, let's give a listen.
Yeah, Left the house at 17, standing on my own too. Weed pills pushing, girl, that was back in 02. We were sweating hoes too. Me, fresh money, D, his, and when P, world too. The evil's what the world do, the people just adore you. Never expect another nigga do nothing for you. The streets will mature you, I'm sure you. Seen what happened if you would just take a taste. Your teeth missing, now you crater face. This ain't just another place. Kush blunts is probably laced with empty promises. Liquor bottles is filled with honestness. Rollos filled with hollow tips. Acknowledge is the cornerstone confession. I clean your vessel just like dialysis. Savages, empty cups begging at the quick stop. Panhandling till they get enough to get a 10 shot. And the government assistant pay the hood his pension. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
You're listening to Liner Notes. My name is Max Jacobs. Sitting in as my guest, Da Vinci, San Francisco rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just played a little Donny Hathaway, and then we played one of the songs off your second album, Feast or Famine.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wanted to go back to the first album for a little bit, because there's the song Aristocrat, and that's another song where, you know, you bring in, you know, you talk about urban renewal in your neighborhood, and this is back, yeah, in 2010, and I remember you said something in the past that this was a song that, you know, the kids can look up to as a way to grow up that's right. Not necessarily going to get them in the kind of trouble that's out there.
Right, right. So this is, thoroughbred aristocrat, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real, it's like, It's few of those rappers, you know, or MCs who could really do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look around, a lot of these rappers, you know, they wanna be 21 years old forever. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, sound good, right? But like me, I wanna, you know, be able to embrace whatever age I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm 21. I'm gonna be a young, fresh, fly 21, intelligent 21. You know. I'm 30, I'm going to be a young, still young, fresh, fly, gangster 30, you feel me? But in order to be that, you need an example. I had a couple of examples. They was took from me from, you know, either they got killed or they got sent to the penitentiary, but I still had them. I still remember them, you feel me? So,
who were they in your life, if you don't mind?
Yeah, just my big cousin, shout out my big cousins, you know what I'm saying? My big cousin Marcus, my big cousin, you know, Aunt Thizzle, RIP, you feel me? But, so they were those figures for me, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like I had to illustrate that, you feel me? So mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of youngins, they don't got that, you know what I'm saying? They need to see what that look like. They need to see what that sound like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I made songs like that, like Aristocrat, and that's who I am, really, at the end of the day, you feel me? So, boom, that's how you got Thoroughbred Aristocrat, you feel me? And another song that took me there that I grew up on was AZ, you know what I'm saying, Sugar Hill. Like, I felt like when I heard that song, it was like the bass line, you know, it was a funky West Coast bass line. He's an East Coast rapper, so it's the first time I heard an East Coast rapper rapping over like a bass line like that. A sick little sample, you know. And he put a sick flow to it, you know what I'm saying? And the he was talking about was just like opening my mind up, you feel me? Like, wow, he talking about all this shit I never heard before. You know what I'm saying? A lifestyle that it was kind of brand new to me, you know what I'm saying? That seemed a lot more like a better lifestyle than what I was seeing, you know what I'm saying? So I was all ears, man, and it influenced me to make a song like Aristocrat, you feel me? So stay like that.
Times I window watch out the Marriott's, owning or owning co-ops, farms, drop top coupes and yachts, guzzling straight shots of scotch, formulating up plots to escape from Salem's lot, cause it's scorching hot, making it hard trying to figure who's out to trap me. Pataki got all kinds of undercovers that's coming at me. Perhaps he won't be happy till they snatch me and place me where half a slacks be, sitting in Kazaki, but never me. See, my destiny's to be forever free in ecstasy on a hill that awaits for me. So plush, just to visualize is like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must. Plus, it's real, 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 real
seven grands up in rubber bands. I'm a recovered man. I would plan to discover other lands. Suburban places got me seeking for oasis. Fist out by the cases. Ladies of all races with non faces. Sex on the white sand beaches of St. Thomas. Though this ain't promise. I'm as determined as them old timers. I want a villa in the Costa Rica so I can smoke my reefer and enjoy how life's supposed to treat you. Late in the shades of the Everglades. Finally forever paid. Wearing the finest fabric sellers ever made. Me and my team. Caribbean cuisines. I guess being down for so long, I'm on this door to see my dreams. You know what I mean? Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, baby. Me being supreme master ain't much more life a fiend after, but another chapter, a new way of life to adapt to, cause the streets are gassier, and have you caught up in the rapture, deja vu, I can vision my killer crew more hospitable, consciously aware plus political, political. Cause though they claim every man's created equal, us as native people, find it harder for nights to sleep through, but once established, we eating lovely, living lavish, like the house of a sign, Pavis, I got a hat, it's so plush, just to visualize, it's like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must. Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, baby. Baby, baby.
It's a love life. It's a love life. It's a love life. Sipping on bubble life. It's a love life. Sipping on bubble life. Oh, I wanna change.
I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. You're hearing the tail end of the 1995 track Sugar Hill by AZ, a song chosen by my guest, rapper Da Vinci. As he tells it, he looked to this song when growing up, and hopes that his song Aristocrat can do the same for people today. We're going to hear that song in just a moment. And you know, that was something interesting about that when I was listening to this song and contrasting with your song, is you know, one of the things he talks about in this, he's trying to give, you know, respect to where he came from, but he's saying like, look, I'm not going to be here forever.
Right.
There's places I got to go. And it seems like there's a lot of that conflict, you know, in rap music.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it definitely is, man. You know, the object is to get out of the hood, man. Don't ever get that twisted. As a young cat, you will though, you know, growing up in the neighborhood, growing up wherever you growing up in poverty. You know, because we grew up like tribes, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you live in a tribe and you bring home some cattle in the woods, you got to bring it home for everybody in the tribe. You can't just go take it and eat it out in the woods by yourself, you know what I'm saying? Then next thing you know, the rest of the tribe going to be getting at you like, what's happening, you feel me? With that cattle you just found, you feel me? When I got a cattle, I brought it back for everybody, you feel me? But you can't let that make you think that you can never, ever, ever, ever lead a tribe. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got places to go, things to do, you know, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's easy for these young kids to get it mixed up, you feel me, and think that they're supposed to be in the hood forever and ever. So think they ain't keeping it real, but don't ever get it twisted. The object is to get out of your situation, make it better. And these are the type of songs, you know what I'm saying, that help inspire that, you feel me?
Let's go. Getting money over here, man. Da Vinci. Yeah. I rock the corduroy blazer cup. Shirt and jeans tailored up. Italian can't pronounce it, but I'm papered up.
Okay.
Ain't been the hottest for a while, I don't get it, man. These jive ass turkeys slept on me like tryptophan.
What?
I spit lines that'll trip the fans and get dimes, but I don't gotta drop a dime to watch them strip and dance.
Woo!
I retired from the kitchen end. Seen too many niggas fall victim moving snow like Michigan. I know you're thinking, not this again. I hope he's not on that drug dealing pistol with Michigan. Well, this the soundtrack for urban renewal, and you will probably want to mute it, cause it's not for everybody.
You can scour every ghetto land, Cali to Maryland. You never find a young nigga fresher than. Next to him, it gotta be Barack Obama. What? No commas, just period. You lucky just to witness it, Da Vinci.
It's this shit, make you hit a back. Flip it, make you flip a fact. Creeping on my pistol strap. Who is that? He don't claim Republican or Democrat. Known in every ghetto in the world as a thoroughbred aristocrat.
We play our part with the influence in the hood. If thoroughbred stamp it, then it's good. And just like I told my nigga Ones, man, let's get this money quick. He said, bro, enough money, get wealthy, not rich. But it's so hard to listen in underprivileged position. Ain't no food up in the kitchen, and you know it ain't a mystery. When the public schools shut down, murder rates shoot up. What else is an inner city family left to do but to pack it up and move it out, or sack it up and get it in? Cut the education, now we racing for them dividends. Pissy projects, the only spot they keep us niggas in. Reflects at City Hall, acting like we got no business here. So I guess you didn't handle our own business here. Long as I can keep all my niggas and my descendants here. Tenants here smothered in bills. One bedroom apartment, 1200, they expect us to live off of that.
That shit that make you hit a back. Flip it, make you flip a fat. Creeping on my pistol strap. Who is that? He don't claim Republican or Democrat. Known in every ghetto in the world as a thoroughbred aristocrat.
Somebody said the world is coming to an end. The president is black, the money's in the red. The prison raising children who do anything for bread. Cell phones getting close to microchips up in your head. 9-6 Jigga told us that the streets was watching. 12 years later now, look, the streets is blossoming. Just more cowards lame and backwards. Talk ish, hide behind username and passwords. Pass the word, Da Vinci sold his last bird. But I'm still doing numbers like the class nerd. I take it back when niggas knew how to slave. Oops, I'm in save. All we doing nowadays is spending what we don't even got. Cars we don't even own. Clothes only wear one time after we put them on. We looking for some new issue. Heartless and ruthless. Hard for that red, white, and blue issue.
Yeah, this is that. That issue make you hit a back. Flip it, make you flip a fat. Creeping on my pistol strap.
Who is that?
He don't claim Republican or Democrat. Known in every ghetto in the world as a thoroughbred aristocrat.
My guest today is rapper Da Vinci, whose song Aristocrat we just heard. I'm Max Jacobs, and you're listening to Liner Notes. He just released a new album called Ghetto Cuisine on the Fool's Gold label. You can check out more info about it on our show page at klw.org, and find out about what's coming up next week. Let's listen back into our conversation. You know, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit more about the music going on. And one of the things I asked was... a song that, you know, and you've already played some with some of the soul music, but something that might be surprising to people who listen to your music or who listen to hip-hop, you know, an influence, you know, that doesn't maybe seem related but had a big effect on you.
Right. Well, one of them, and I actually just discovered this not too long ago, Pat Bowie and Charles McPherson, Feeling Good is the name of the song.
And that's the song that Nina Simone made famous.
Nina Simone made it famous, right. But I like this version, you know what I'm saying? But the Nina Simone version is dope, too. So, you know, I like everything about it. I like the background music, the kind of off-tempo little percussions that they have. I like the reverb that they put on the vocals, or that the natural reverb that's on the instruments and the vocals. You know, it just take me to a place, you feel me, that I like to go. So I listen to that kind of music from time to time.
And what does that do for your music?
It gives it a little bit of diversity, a little bit. Like it made me realize that it's bigger than just rapping about everything that I see, you know. Let me go somewhere else that I ain't necessarily been before in my mind, and then write, you know what I'm saying, and then come up with ideas, you feel me? So it just inspired me. Like, I get more inspired by hearing musical instruments than I do hearing rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like music more than I like rap. You feel me? Like, I don't want to hear you just rap. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear a song. I'm just a fan of music at the end of the day, period. I just happen to rap because I was born in this era. You feel me? If I was born in the 60s or 70s, I probably would have been like a doo-wop singer like my pops. My pops sing doo-wop. My mom sing gospel, you know what I'm saying, and classical music. I played classical music in the 6th and 7th, 8th grade. So I'm a fan of just music, period, you know what I'm saying? I'm just lucky to be able to do this rap thing right now because I'm getting my music fixed by doing it. Like, I need it, you feel me?
Okay, so let's hear this song, Feeling Good by Pat Bowie and Charles McPherson.
Birds flying high,
some in the sky. You know how it's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. Feeling good. Fish in the sea. Running free, you know.
I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. Pat Bowie and Charles McPherson just gave us Feeling Good. My guest, Fillmore rapper Da Vinci, chose that track. We're getting to the bottom of the hour, but we've got time for a couple more. Let's listen back into the end of my interview with him.
So I want to play your song, In My City, because it seems like it's such a great San Francisco anthem.
Right, definitely. That's the anthem right now. In My City, produced by Algia.
And you know, it's interesting. I was and I asked you for a song, either a San Francisco song or something that represented a city, you know, and you picked this song, Players Club by Rappin' Forte, and not just San Francisco, but it's Fillmore. Fillmore,
man. Rappin' Forte, shout out Rappin' Forte, man. Forte used to run the streets with my pops, man. I see him all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, him and my pops is tight like that. So, you know, he was definitely a big influence. All the local rappers was really why I started rapping, you feel me? Because they was the only, like, cats from the neighborhood I seen who was getting money, who wasn't, like, doing horrible things to get it, you feel me? So I looked at them first, like, so I, you know, they was definitely inspired me to rap on some level, you feel me? So, yeah, and you can listen to Players Club and hear them talking about Lakeview, PH, Army Street, different parts of the city. So even if you wasn't from San Francisco, you kind of could visualize, what is these areas he's talking about? I want to see it, you feel me? Or if you already have seen it, you already, as soon as he said it, it was crystal clear to you, like me as a kid. Like, he painted the picture in my head, like, ooh, the Players Club. That sound like some fly, like, grown up, like the type of stuff that my cousins was doing at the time. So I was immediately drawn into that, you know? So I kind of wanted to recreate that on some level in my city. But, you know, fast forward to 2013, you know what I'm saying? And when I put the song out, and boom, there you have it. You know, it's not the exact same song. I wouldn't go in a studio and make the same song, you feel me? But it's definitely inspired by it. And I wanted people who've never been to San Francisco to somewhat be able to visualize what my city looked like, smelled like, what it's like riding around with me, you feel me? All of that.
So when you heard this song as a little kid, like, I mean, how old were you when you remember hearing this song?
Man, I had to be in, like, middle school, elementary school, something like that.
And, like, was it just, did you hear it and think, like, okay, this is a rapper repping his hood? Or was it like, wait, you know, did you realize the significance of...
At that time, that was big, because I never heard a San Francisco rapper on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, and when he was saying Fillmore and all that, I'm like, I'm there every day, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, at this point, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I wanted to see who he was, you know what I'm saying? And then I found out that he was, like, a close family friend, and then at that point, he was just, like, our hero, you feel me? Because he's like, man, you representing for our city, where we from, you give us a shout out, and you, like, you're not, like, on TV, and, like, most rappers, like, they look like, I didn't even know rapping was a job, like, you know, like, it looked like what is a rapper? You feel me? Like, what do? You really just stand up there and rap? But then once I actually met him and knew he's from the neighborhood, it's like, okay, he's actually a neighborhood figure. You know what I'm saying? And I respected that. And I respect, that's one thing that I do respect about rappers who can obtain that and still, you know, still have that sense of respect and dignity, you know what I'm saying, in that culture. You feel me? So that's the type of figure Rapping Forte was. And this song, you know, it helped me realize, you know, that, okay, this rapping thing is attainable. You know what I'm saying? Somebody from who lives a few blocks away can do it. I can do it. You feel me?
Well, it seems like that's a pretty good way to go out, you know, go out with San Francisco, go out with the Fillmore. I want to thank you for taking your time, picking some songs for us.
For sure, man. Thank you for having me, man. This is probably one of the better interviews I did. You actually had an agenda, you feel me? It wasn't just, well, how'd you come up with your name? Why do you want to rap? You know what I'm saying? This was a cool one, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
For sure.
We're going to go out with Players Club by Rappin' Forte and In My City by Da Vinci. Liner Notes is produced by myself and KLW in San Francisco. We're piloting this program all this month. Tell us what you think at our show page, klw.org, or send an email to klw@klw.org. And please join us next week for a new artist, a new set of records, and a new story. It's Liner Notes.
We're tighter than the glove. We chop a lot of games, how we do it at the Players Club. Jump in the pool or kick it in the tub, cause we keep much ass at the Players Club. I got a hoe named Real DeRill. She got a buddy named SB12. Now you know the deal. We get freaky in the studio late night. That's why the beats that you hear coming real tight. Something to roll to, something to stroll to. If you's a player in the game, this'll hold you. More money for the bankroll. Stick to the script, don't slip in the 9-4. A lot of fools put salt in the game, to where these women get the notion that they running the game, huh? I run my own and I'm my own self person. No respect make the situation worsen. Feel more HP and Sunnydale. There's a Players Club everywhere you dwell. Lakeview, PH, and Orange Street. A different part of town, a different kind of freak. I just wiggle my toes on a mink rug and press play on remote at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tighter than the glove. We chop a lot of game, that's how we do it at the Players Club. Jump the pool, we'll keep it in the tub, cause we keep much ass at the Players Club.
More champagne, Mr. Forte.
From day one, I had to get my money right. Me flying Frankie J, we took an airplane flight, huh? They wanted to hear rap, I said, I bet. We dropped a beat, I grabbed a mic, and then they wrote a check. A few G's for the pocket, no hesitation. Took a flight back to the Golden State, and shops made orders from a whole new capital. The word was getting out, Forte's out rappable. Don't need a Glock, but I bought one just in case. Sucker try to stop me from pursuing my paper chase. So the chase is on, because it don't stop. I got the beat, I got the rap, you make the Glock pop. So treacherous, the suckers could be sweaters on a bad day. By the way, just in case you never heard a rapper Forte, I'm on a smooth tip. Never tripping on them suckers, popping off of the lip. I pop the top off the drink and we can roll some dank, bro. Leave the gat at the house, bring some dominoes. Kick off your shoes, relax and get a body rub. And shoot your mackin' at these women at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we're tighter than the glove. We chop a lot of game, that's how we do it at the Players Club. Jump the pool or kick it in the tub, cause we keep much ass at the Players Club. You can't resist it, but don't get it twisted. VIP, that means the number's not listed. Membership is based on clout and how you carry yourself. Now homie, what you all about? I stack paper and kick it with the OGs. Some got a 9-to-5, some took a lot of keys. You can learn a whole lot from a player. A lot of these players make a damn good rhyme sayer. A lot of people get a misconception and start drifting in the wrong direction. Miss Goody Two Shoe, I'll see you later. I ain't got time, you ain't nothing but a player hater. I'd rather kick it with the crew in Arizona. They chop game like we do in California. Another show, another flow, a new bank account, where cash money comes in large amounts. So get your membership, but never slip the lane as fast, or else fly, have to tap that ass, and drop it to the ground, and make your knees scrub. Just an everyday thing at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tighter than the glove. We chop a lot of game, that's how we do it in the Players Club. Jump the pool, or kick it in the tub, cause we keep much ass at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tighter than the glove. We chop a lot of game, that's how we do it at the Players Club. Jump the pool, or kick it in the tub, cause we keep much ass at the
Sucker Free Club.
Yeah, I like to send a shout out to all the players' clubs throughout the world. I know they got a players' club in Chicago.
Man, what about that one they got in Philly, folks?
You know they got one out there in Atlanta, the way they be chopping it.
Yeah, this shit, Detroit, New York, Texas.
Yeah, but we gonna move on down to these players' clubs closer to home, like Seattle, L.A., Bakersfield, San Diego,
PA, V-Town, Richmond, Sacramento.
Yeah, but a special shout goes out to them players' club right across the water in the Biggity Biggity O.
Yeah, and last but definitely not least, yeah, them player clubs they got right there in the San Francisco
Humpton Bay. Yeah.
Where your players' club at, Bo?
My players' club right in the heart of Fillmore.
I feel you, boy.
Where yours at, Fly?
Man, on the corner of 3rd and Newcomb right in the heart of HP.
To all you players out there, man.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. 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 Like I was saying, man, once you hit that toe booth, man, holler at the kid.
I've been a mug. Long. If you need some of that, just let me know.
You in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city.
I've been a motherfucker, no. I pray along. If you need some of that, just let me know.
You in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city.
Yo, yeah. I be riding low key, the OG. Acts in the streets in the city, they know me. I get down, knock down. Blow trees. Yeah, we get high in front of the police. We be mashing through traffic, beats laughing, gunshots ringing, but nobody know what happened. Chief, move mean, straight beasties. If you talking cheddar, then I'm cheesing. Just look behind the lights, big buildings, it's real. Running through the streets, making millions. Slide through the moat, HP, up through the Dell. My young niggas eating and them ties still peeling. Push, sitting high. Fresh paint, we gon' do the most cause them other niggas can't. From the bay, all gas, no brakes. My Jordan shoe box is overflowing with cake, nigga. I pray along if you need some of this, some of that, just let me know.
You in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city.
I've been a motherfucker, no. I pray along if you need some of this, some of that, just let me know.
You in my city, yeah, in my city, yeah, in my city.
What it do, what it is, what it be. I get you what you looking for, tell me what you need. Got whips, bad bras, good weed. Hoes by the dozen, swear to God you wouldn't believe. To the bone, these streets, I bleed. Tryna push us out of the city, but we ain't leave. I'm focused, my made, on my cheese. Catch me in the wind, I'm floating like I bleed. Cause I'm headed to this boy, I'm counting Fetty. I'ma fall up in a Waffle House, feel Mo and Eddie. I'll be grubbing, eating good, full tummy. Y'all be getting dummy, but we be getting money. I'm smashing, getting dollars, not a problem. If you get to tripping young boys on your collar, I'm a Frisco nigga, all gas, no brakes. My king size mattress is overflowing with cake, nigga.
Love.